remember to resist the impulse to jump in and solve your team member's problem. I will tell you that is going to be your greatest challenge. Gosh, you know, that's the way most of you are wired, is to solve the problem, move on to the next thing. This is about developing your team members so that they become problem solvers just like you. Okay, so we're going to move into our coaching sessions.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You have a good weekend?
Yeah, man. Not bad. How about you?
Good. Real good. Hey, what's on your mind today? What would you like to talk about today?
I'd like to talk a little bit about our office administrator position. You know, we had to part ways with the person that was in that role last Thursday, and you know, we're trying rapidly to backfill that role, but I've gone back and forth about the best way to go about some of that stuff, and not quite sure I have a great direction yet.
Okay, who were you asked to help you with this stuff?
Well, I asked, well, you.
What about who you're going to get involved to help you with this stuff?
So, you know, at this point, certainly included a couple of our two schedulers who have done this role in the past. You know, their input's critical. They're going to work with this person every day, and certainly have done this role and know what it takes. So I'm certainly getting help from them in vetting out candidates.
Nice. What's your timeline on getting with these folks and getting that done?
Rapidly. You know, at this point, I've needed to learn about this stuff anyway. But you know, we're not that great at it, frankly. So we're in a void, and I need to be focusing on other things. So it's been a good learning opportunity, but I want to fill this as rapidly as possible.
Well, where is your focus now, though?
Just getting candidates in and interviewing them. You know, we have a candidate in a couple hours coming in this afternoon. And three tomorrow. So, you know, we've got the irons in the fire as far as getting resumes in and people through to interview. So we're focusing on that process.
Nice. Well, I don't have a lot of I've not ever had to hire an administrator before, so I don't have a lot of experience myself. How do you want to proceed from here?
Well, I guess the thing I'm a little bit stuck on is, you know, the person who's in this role did a pretty poor job, even though I felt like we did, everything in our power as far as training, spending time with them, and it caused all sorts of chaos. A lot of the functions of this role, you know, are easy to take for granted when they run smoothly, but certainly cause a ton of headaches and firefighting when they don't, and we saw that over the last month, you know, and we... basically, one of the things I'm kicking around is whether we need to split this into two positions or not. Whether it's just too much work for one person to handle and be effective.
I understand. So, Marguerite, if you're listening, I'm going to jump in there and ask you a question here. I'm not... To be honest with you, I'm not seeing a seizable moment. Sorry about that, but I'm going to ask for help here. I mean, you know, I'm looking for the coachable moment to jump in there, and I'm struggling immensely. That's why I'm asking for help.
That's okay. It's perfect. So what I would recommend at this point is you've done a great job in clarifying the agenda. There have been a couple of coachable moments, but we'll talk about that in a second. The question that if I were coaching right now, what I would ask is, what would you like to take away from this session? Because you have dug in. You've gotten some information. He has shared where he's stuck and so on, and he's talked a little bit about this challenge. So now you want to finish clarifying the agenda by asking that question, what would you like to take away from this session today?
Okay, and quite candidly and honestly, I just didn't feel, as a coach, I was getting there to ask that question. So I felt like I was just wallowing around and through, you know, the continual same hole, and you know what I'm saying? And I just didn't seize that coachable moment. So if you're with me.
You did a great job. You did a great job.
Okay, well, getting back, What would you like to take away from our conversation today?
I want to leave with a clear direction on whether I'm looking for one person or two is really my takeaway. And, you know, I've gone back and forth a little bit. And so I guess I want to get some clarity on whether I'm looking for one person or two.
That makes sense to me. Yes, sir. Well, it sounds to me like we have some work to do, and we have to find whether, you know, we have to make a decision whether, you know, there's the warrants enough to have two administrators in the office. So we have some more research to do.
Yeah, you know, and I think what I'm doing right now in basically living that role is has been a good experience. You know, prior to this, everyone that's been in that role that's been successful has gotten promoted out of it. You know, so those are very strong, capable individuals and clearly have been very successful by themselves. This summer we had an intern in there that, you know, I stepped into this role and there was already an intern, so she had a time frame. And then we've been through through people that just haven't cut the mustard. You know, and I guess the last few candidates we've had in couldn't do it themselves. They just weren't there. You know, and that's what's given me the shadow of a doubt, I guess.
Yeah, and I can understand that. So, you know, what do you think is the best way to accomplish, you know, filling these roles moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, talking about it a little bit more, you know, when we look back at who's been successful and who hasn't, I think it's all about just finding the right person. So I think the best way to go about this is to continue the interview process and, you know, certainly just find that right person. I think we're capable. I think we got, you know, excited to get someone in there and try and get some stability, but it's worth a couple weeks if it requires it to find that right person. You know, and I think the reason that I had an inkling to go towards two people is just based on the experience of the last couple months of seeing people struggle there, but those people weren't the right fit for this role. So I think the next steps are just to hold out and be strong and wait for that right person.
Gotcha. Well, how will you handle that challenge moving forward?
You know, continue doing what we're doing. Interview people and you know, get feedback from the team that's part of the interviews, and then make sure that we're 100% that we find the right fit.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like we had a good chat today. What was the most valuable for you today from our conversation?
I think just kicking it around and really taking a step back. You know, I've only seen it from really thinking about it for the last couple months, and it's been you know, a very short segment of data. You know, so it's not necessarily indicative of historical things that have taken place. So basically, just talking about the fact that, you know, my doubts were coming from a place that maybe were not fully relevant. So I think talking about the people who've been in the role previously helped me open my eyes a little bit that it's possible. Certainly one person can do this, as evidenced by the people who've done it before. So,
great conversation. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Okay. So you're our primary observer. Tell us what you observed.
Well, first of all, it's chasing the shiny objects, and two, you stepped in and took a little bit of the observation. But what I got, he clarified the agenda pretty good in the beginning of it. That was just one joke in the beginning. He did a nice job of clarifying the agenda in the beginning and did a nice job of explaining. He did ask two questions on clarifying it. Timeline was also talked about, a nice job of talk about his timeline and his focus. Did a couple open-end questions on the coaching end of it.
Yeah.
As the who, what, and when.
Yeah.
I did have where there was an opportunity for us to pick up on a takeaway. I had it written down, but by the time that I got it finished writing it, came back to it. Nice job. Came back to it and asked to elaborate a little bit more on it to get a little clearer picture of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, was the nice closure on what was most important, getting him to explain the overall closure to it.
Good. Okay, so there's a couple of questions that I would have asked. It was pretty evident to me as a coach that was stuck in, I don't know if I need one or two people, was one area of confusion. And the other area of confusion is, you know, why were people successful previously and prior everyone who was successful actually got promoted out of it because they were so successful, and then the last three candidates could not do it themselves. So to me, that's a huge coachable moment right there. And some of the questions that I would have asked is, number one, I would have asked, has the position changed from the people who previously were successful versus the people who were not successful most recently? Have there been more tasks, more duties that have been added onto that position? That would have been one of my questions. That might have helped differentiate the people who were successful versus the people who were not successful based on the actual duties and requirements of that position. Has that changed? Another question I would have asked was, I would have dug in because one of the things that we said is, you know, it's confusing to me. We had people who were successful before, and they were promoted out of it. Now the last three were not. Why is that going on? And so the question I would have asked in that is, what were some of the characteristics specifically of the people who were successful? How would you describe those people? What were some of their strengths in that position? So help identify what I would refer to as key performance indicators. I don't know if any of you have ever heard that term before, but key performance indicators are those performance indicators that help a person be successful in that position. So here's their duties. Here's the characteristics that they need to be able to do those duties, perform those duties successfully. So I would have dug in there and helped Willie get really clear on those areas.
Yeah, those are certainly applicable questions. Those were good questions.
Yep.
Yeah, and I should have seized the moment on them. I was stuck. I was being really blank.
Yeah, and that's good to be blank. That's good to be blank. And, you know, we just have to listen really carefully to where this person is saying they're confused or they're stuck. And, you know, one of the things you said, which is great, I don't have a lot of experience with this, and that's great. However, you know, you want to just say, gosh, if you want to, as a coach, you want to put yourself in Willie's position. If I was in this position, how would I solve it? And then you have to say, not jump in and solve it, but what question can I ask Willie to help him solve it? So you're kind of coming from a double place with this particular challenge. Make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it makes sense. Yes, ma'am.
Excellent.
I mean, what this really shows is, really, if you stick to the model, the simple model, it's there for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's there for you. Yeah. Cool. And you want to not only stick to the model, but you also want to hear what the real challenge is and listen for those areas of confusion, which, you know, that biggest one was, I don't get it. We have great people who were in this position. They were successful and got from, and now all of a sudden the last three, where's the gap? There's a gap there. Where's the gap? Help him close that gap of confusion. So does anybody else on the call have any comments or suggestions for you that you heard? We are bringing our own authentic self to these sessions. And so, you know, I may go down a specific area of a coach that's going to be very different from the path it takes. And that's because intuition comes into play here. He hears something. He senses something that he is going to explore as a coach. So there is no right or wrong in a coaching session. I want to make that really clear because your intuition and your sense and who you are as a person shows up in every coaching session as a coach. So going back to my original question, does anybody else have any comments or other coachable moments that you may have heard that you would have picked up on?
Is to ask yourself as well, not only what has changed in the job, but what's changed in the training, or what's changed in the expectations now that you're the new because your role is new there, so therefore you may have different expectations of what the previous people had. So I would, you know, I would have maybe said and asked you those additional questions along the lines of, okay, and also going forward, what are the expectations? Are they clearly identifiable for the new person coming in? And then is the training that's being given to that person in line with the expectations?
Sure, sure. Those are good questions.
Beautiful. Thanks. Anybody else?
Yeah, I just had a question, actually, and I know when I was doing the training, that I had the biggest or the hardest time with trying to make sure I'm following the model and trying to be blank and trying to know what to ask. It was juggling a lot of those things.
Yeah.
So I believe me, I'm the first person to admit that I'm going to struggle with this too, but and maybe I missed it, but there's the third part was invite the shift, and I don't know. I thought perhaps there was an opportunity when he started with the conversation. He was saying, "I don't know whether I need one person or two." And then after all those good questions, Willie was saying, "I think I just need to wait and get the right person." So would you say that was the right invite the shift moment there?
Excellent catch. That is absolutely a shift in perspective. Very, very well done.
And it's easy, believe me, even as the primary observer or when you're like have to focus on this thing, it's really hard. And just listening, being a fly on the wall, it's so much easier to pick up that stuff, I think. But.
It is. I agree. But thank you for making that observation. Excellent observation.